Discussion and possible action on approval of Brazos River Authority oil and gas policy presented by Randy Hooton.
At the October board meeting, you directed the staff to develop an oil and gas policy. This presentation outlines that effort. Next slide. This brief presentation will cover two areas: an update on current oil and gas activities by Chola Petroleum at PK, and a brief description of the policy we've drafted for your review and possible approval. Next slide. The majority of the information contained on this slide has previously been made available to you in updates from the General Manager. As a quick review, the General Land Office, or GLO, leased 1,200 acres of riverbed under PK. Chola applied for drilling permits on 17 sites. Nine of these sites are on BRA property. We have protested four of the 17 based on potential BRA mineral interests. I'll show you a map of this area in a moment. The Railroad Commission has scheduled a hearing on our protest for January the 31st. Next slide. As mentioned, the 1,200 acres of leased property is under the old lake bed at Possum Kingdom. Next slide. This map shows the location of the 17 well sites. The nine sites on BRA property are annotated in yellow dots. The eight locations not on BRA property are indicated by the red dots. The green hash mark areas have unleased mineral interests that the BRA potentially has some ownership in. These are four of the 13 tracts that are undergoing a title search. We should have an analysis of our interest by January the 25th in time for the Railroad Commission hearing scheduled for January the 31st. Those locations with a blue box around them are the four sites we protested for the Railroad Commission. They are topside locations for directional drilling for minerals in the hashed areas. Next slide.
I have a question.
Back up.
Yeah, please. Do you know if these wells in this area are unitized?
Does anyone know? There's not a unitized field up there. Does anybody know? There's not a unitized field up there, is there?
John, do you know? A unitized field?
What the... four leases from the General Land Office, starting at the dam, going up just above Castell Island, separated into four leases.
Okay, but there's not a...
But there's no unit.
There's not a unit. None of our current interests that are paying are paying under any kind of unitized. Okay.
Fair enough. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Next slide. With that as a background, the staff has developed a draft oil and gas policy for your consideration. You have a copy of this policy, number 6.09, in your notebook. This policy was drafted based upon discussions with the General Land Office and uses their procedures as a model. Next slide. The staff offers this draft resolution for your consideration. Can I answer any questions?
Let me give you a few other things that happened. As this thing was unfolding and we got four or five games going on all at once, you got Starbuck over here saying what's going to happen in phase three, and so how does this impact on this endeavor? We've got the land office per the request of the governor, if y'all recall. Six or seven of us went down there and said, okay, tell us how we can come to this point and get ourselves a policy based on the direction of the board. We went down there, and if you recall, on the feedback I gave you, you know, they kind of laughed at us because our interests to them were kind of minuscule and compared to how much they make millions a day on their leases. Another thing that happened was that all of a sudden we were quite frankly surprised. Go back to the map chart. We were surprised that these locations were there without any coordination with us. So I contacted both with a written letter and also verbally talked to Jerry Patterson. I said, Jerry, how could this happen? I said, I've got directors and there's elected officials and other folks that live up there close to some of those yellow or red dots. So how can you hang me out there without knowing what's going on? So he said, I'll get back to you. He said, but I must tell you, he says, when we approve these leases, we don't see where the lease, where their lease for things are, or anybody else's. It's just we own that riverbed, and there's people who want to do that, and we allow it to happen, and the board votes. Another interesting thing, and it's kind of scary, and that is, as I said, it's red dot. Let's pick one of those. Pick one of our. If that right there, when Chola signed that contract and the board of the GLO agreed for that to happen, they now have, they can exercise eminent domain over that land.
Good. I've got a question. The one dot that I emailed you about, that one right there.
Right. And that is your house?
No, right there on the other outside of it. Yeah. The question is, if they saw that cottage site lease as their potential drill site, the BIA already has a lease with the person that has the cottage site there. How would that work with them trying to get another lease or another permission to come in on BRA?
John Dixon and I have talked about that. He may have a little bit of insight for you. Director Martin?
I believe they would have to address the lessee's concerns also.
That, I mean, that would be basically like saying, I'm going to come in and drill a well in your front yard.
Yes, ma'am.
And
value there, mm-hmm. If that leasehold value is damaged, that will have to be addressed.
Right, but being that the person already has a lease, would that not supersede anything that the driller could come in? Would that keep them off?
He would have to condemn their lease all day.
Well, I guess let me ask further. Are the mineral interests actual mineral interests to surface with executory rights, or are they just royalty interests?
The lease from the GLO to Chola Petroleum in the riverbed here now, where the river channel follows the.
Well, let's be more specific. I mean, when we have people with cotton sites up there, and they see, you know, this potential going on. I mean, what? Why don't you explain it? Because that's what I'm interested in. Can they just come in there and bulldoze somebody's house?
No. 200 feet.
No, sir. They'd have to reach an agreement or go through the eminent domain process.
But they have eminent. They can go through eminent domain.
But to exercise eminent domain, you also inherit the right to pay just compensation, which includes damages. So if a cottage site has a home and now it's going to have a gas well in front of it, and that leaseholder's interest is damaged in some way, then money needs to change hands to compensate that.
With that being eminent domain, it probably would end up mediation of the court, one or the other.
Yes, sir. It's my understanding that when that process is enacted, if we can't agree on a dollar figure and number for the well sites, that the court will appoint three, what they term commissioners. I'm sure y'all are familiar with that. They're the three people within Palo Pinto County, and they will hear both sides and then determine a.
Yes, sir. With not the question of eminent domain here, this compensation, or not the compensation, go to the owner of the property? We are the owners.
It would go to the owner of the property, but I believe they would also have to address the improvements.
Have the people with the cottage site leases been notified that there's potential
site? On this particular site, I don't believe they've been.
Any of the ones along there. I mean, they might be kind of surprised when they pull up and see the little pink.
Yes, ma'am. I don't believe in this case they have. The only one was right there. That's the only one on leased property.
Okay. And have they, Bill, you said they abandoned the thought to drill that?
That was a rumor that we heard from them. John heard it, and we kind of heard that they were looking to not to do that. But that's hearsay, as I pointed out in my message.
There were two of the sites that presented extra difficulties that they delayed or deferred or are on hold. We can pick another word, but they still have the rights to those minerals and rights to those sites to the Railroad Commission.
If there was, like, right behind that one in particular is land that's not encumbered by anything, I don't think. If there's an alternative spot besides somebody's backyard, that not,
Chola has indicated a real willingness to work with us. This particular site, the one right there where the lease site is, if you cross the road, you get into the FERC boundary.
Okay.
And they've, all the sites have attempted to stay out of the FERC boundary. And it's just right in that area that was the optimum site for them to access the river channel right there.
And is it 300 feet from homes and structures that there's setbacks have to be for a drill site?
I don't believe that's for a drill site. That's for the storage of oil or gas. I don't believe there's an actual setback from the Railroad Commission.
You don't think that they can move right next to your house with no setback from any existing structure?
I think they can, for the storage. But I don't know for the actual well.
Can you check on that?
Yes, ma'am.
I don't think that's right.
I'll get back with you.
Just curious.
Don't hold our feet to the fire on this. I think it's a 200 foot.
I think it's 200 or 300 in between because you have a distance between the two houses that are on either side.
Mm-hmm. I'll make sure I check on that and get with you because I've heard those same figures and kind of research, but then I thought it was for the storage, not the well, but I'll verify that.
Reading about in the Fort Worth paper, all the Barnett Shell, I know for the city of Fort Worth, I think they were referencing something like 600.
Yes, ma'am. Minimal. The city of Fort Worth has, being a municipality, has enacted a drilling ordinance, and within that drilling ordinance, they have distance requirements from schools and churches and
we also checked to see if we fell under that same umbrella that we could pass ordinances in order to do that. The answer was no.
The only other remarkable thing we'll talk about here is, is this operation is going on, what impact is it going to have on the recommendation of Staubach on how to best utilize this land or to what is in their land management of that, if that's right. Or is this the best use of the land for the deal? So we're trying to reconcile those two things. The other thing is that I've gotten some feedback yesterday. As a matter of fact, I got a call from Staubach, and it says we'd like to talk with you about some of these sites to go exactly what you said. There may be some place adjacent to there that could be better served. So we're in the process of making that happen. And the last thing I'll say, and I'll be quiet, that is, you recall, man, we said we don't know what we own. Guess what? We don't know what we own. And so in order to go and be, to talk to Staubach, to talk to the Railroad Commissioner, to talk to anybody, we had to find out. So we're in the process of looking to what we own. That was about a year and a half ago thing, but we didn't want to do that for whatever reason. But now in order to specifically talk about these sites, we've got to go find out what our mineral interest is to make that happen.
Who did you get to figure that out for you?
Who's the
master service agreement folks, John, that are doing the survey?
We've got a title company in Mineral Wells. It's pulling all the documents for the ownership up to when BRA purchased it, and we'll send it to contract land staff, our master service agreement property management firm, and they will read the title and give us an opinion.
Can I ask? I'm sorry. Are those numbers in there? Are those dates, or what are those numbers?
No, sir. Those are BRA track numbers.
Okay.
That's the file.
You got 23248 up there. Was,
yes, sir. I put them on. Those are just your our file or track number.
All right.
I have a question. Do you know if these are, I'm assuming these wells are going to be directional drilling. Do you know
Yes, sir. They're going to access the old river channel, the original river channel, and it's my understanding, just from what I've heard, that they can kick out about 1,200 to 1,500 feet from their surface location.
So am I correct in assuming that the locations are drilled for the surface consideration? They're putting them where they can easily put the location. That's why the placing them there, is that?
Yes, sir. You're exactly right. You'll see over here, they're going to be getting in the river channel here. Here they move over to this side, all the way around the peninsula.
And, Director, one of the big issues that you mentioned was...
If I was going to have that well next to me, I could make the case that you really don't have to put it here to achieve the objective of exploiting the reservoir. You could move it.
If they could physically get that well bore to extend that distance.
So directly, you can go anywhere you want. Not anywhere you want.
Yes, sir. But one of the overriding considerations on the placement of those topside sites was FERC. They wanted to stay out of the FERC boundary. That's why some of them are placed where they are.
Mm-hmm. Look, the four that are under protest, two of them are not on VRA property. Was the protest filed jointly, or those protests filed separately from VRAs?
Those protests were filed just by us because of the green hash mark areas that we believe we have some interest in, which would be the final location of the taking of the mineral interest.
Is there an environmental impact potential from some of these sites that could impact our protest?
John, what's the name of the? Is it the Texas Parks or Historical Commission that has to come out and do archaeological? What's the name of that place that they have to go through?
Chola actually is a pretty responsible operator. They're getting archaeological assessments, biological assessments done on these sites. The effect to the lake from the bottom hole or the direction under the channel, these are 5,000 foot deep, and it's done on quite a few reservoirs around the state.
Well, we got one which is a native species, and that's what you were talking about. I mean, that's the archaeological, right? Are they looking for bugs and spiders and...
Texas Historical Commission, Antiquities Code.
Yeah. You know. But the other thing I think Director Gear was about, I mean, at even the well site, but I mean, what kind of damages will that incur in terms of pollution?
The
well site itself.
The surface location?
Yes.
They're about 200 by 200. Actually, the Possum Kingdom, we keep a real close eye on them to see... You know, make sure they're adhering to all Railroad Commission standards. We do quite a few inspections.
Well, Rick, we ran into such a problem with, and I don't know why I can't think of the name of it, that condominium project. Because of, you know, the bird and some of the other issues, that we couldn't clear any land for the condominiums. Well, how can we go in and clear out big pad sites for these rigs? I mean, I guess I don't...
Was Sweetwater in FERC?
Sweetwater was in FERC, and it was also in the endangered area for the golden sheep warbler. There are some areas around along the peninsula that are not impacted by the warbler, and I can't tell you offhand, looking at this map, whether or not these are... In any event, what that would restrict the time of year would disturb that problem.
You're taking down trees and clearing out pad sites. You're disturbing it year-round. Whether they're there or not, I mean, you're disturbing some of their habitat, correct?
Right.
And so these well sites, can you give me approximately how far they are from... say the shoreline from the 1,000 foot contour.
That's Park Road 36, and they're all located on the opposite side of Park Road 36. You've got a cottage site, 400 or 500 feet.
On
It'd be what?
Just like a little bit further away than our back. Question about the recommendation for the 1/8 royalty and the term and various things like that. Have you decided how much, like, per site you charge for surface damages or for the site location? Have you all set up a schedule?
That's one of the things we're asking Staubach to assist us with as they put their land use plan together.
Have they had any dealings with that before?
I don't know if they've had any dealings with oil companies before, but they have had a lot of experience with the use of the land. For instance, I think that we could make the case that a piece of property would be more valuable if we planned a condominium there than if it was set aside for conservation, just on the amount of the pad. That's one of the things that we can hopefully negotiate some of. Again, they do have a lot of power from state law and the Railroad Commission in order to condemn. So.
But say, like, on just some of the ones on BRA, you could come up and say, well, they're going to do it anyway. It's not a place that's going to be conservation or it's going to be further development. It's just like on somebody's lease and say, you know, it's $10,000 to drill here. I mean, I was just wondering if you've gotten any comparisons around what other people are doing for surface sites.
Right now, the going rate on some of them up there is like $1,700 a site.
Well, if, you know, the oil companies, when they come in, if they've got mineral rights, they, you know, have a pretty big bargaining chip if they own the minerals under. This is a completely different scenario, seeing how the riverbed is out in the middle and the surface is going to be, you know, 1,500 feet away from their bottom hole, and they'll be extracting no minerals.
But she
was
saying, as the BRA surface owner, she has a right to get damages.
Yes, ma'am.
I was just curious.
We haven't set the rate yet because we haven't. It's an individual basis. Yep. We are talking about what we got offered. What, $5,000 a day for what?
That's what Chola said, $5,000 for the surface locations. But as Mr. Whedon said, the Staubach company is looking at different scenarios on what the River Authority might counter or look back with.
In that area, 5,000 is on the upper end of what most people have been getting for when they've come in and put an oil well on their site.
Did you look anywhere else besides the General Land Office for references to do your leases on?
No.
It's different being a governmental agency, but they are a little different than what a normal person would do.
When we first went and gave the presentation, we asked the board if we should make our policies based on the General Land Office, and that was consensus of the board, so that's the direction we took.
Okay. I was just curious if you had any other comparisons.
So we don't know what royalty interests we have in regards to these potential well sites.
Correct. That's correct. We don't know. Now, there's, like I said, there's 13 of them, and I believe two of them we do know. Four of them we're looking on, and the remainder, once we get these four done, we'll have a little bit better knowledge about what we got, but we got to know on the lunch break protest, because the first thing they're going to ask us in Austin, the Railroad Commission, is what's your interest? And if we go, then they're just going to kick us out. So that's why we're concentrating on these four first, and we'll get a better idea of what it costs, what it looks like, what the activity involves. And so right now that's the first four, but to answer your question, we don't know.
Director Gere, the actual riverbed that Chola leased from the state of Texas has all the interest in those. We wouldn't have any. When Palo Pinto County was patented, the river was set out and never made a part of any survey, so the state retained ownership.
Okay. But there are in the green hash here is more than just riverbed, which is what our
potential. I think that's what about.
Yes, sir. Those green areas go down to the edge of the riverbank. For instance, this one right here surrounding the YMCA Boy Scout camp, we obtained that in a condemnation from the 1,000-foot line down to the old riverbank. And it's the condemnation order says we have a mineral easement. That's what we're having somebody look at. What's a mineral easement to determine exactly what our interest is?
Any more questions? you put the resolution up, please?
If there are no more questions, the chair would entertain a motion for the resolution.
I'll move.
I'll second.
Okay. Would you please read the resolution?
It hereby resolved that the Asset Management Committee hereby recommends to the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby adopts Brazos River Authority Policy Number 6.09 for oil and gas development.
The motion to adopt the resolution was made by Director Butler, seconded by Director Bloom. The resolution has been read. Would you please poll the committee?
Director
Moore? Yes. Director Perales? Yes. Director Bloom? Yes. Director Butler? Yes. Director Blue? Yes. Director Butler? Yes. Director Beard? Yes. Director Warren? Yes.
Director Pena? Yes. Director Valiant? Yes.
Director Ellison? Yes. Thank you very much. That concludes our business today. The chair would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, and do I have a second? Second. 2 seconds, please. Very good. The motion made by Director Gere, seconded by Director Bloom. All in favor? Do we have a poll on this one? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Thank you. The committee is adjourned.
Thank you, Billy. Banking and finance.